And we are live on Blog Talk Radio. It's time for Board Check. Remember, keep your eyes up and your shots down. Of course, that makes me your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Thanks to Impact Media, thanks to Blog Talk Radio, and thanks to listeners like you, the old PBS commercials, listeners like you that keep this up and running and available. Just got a few things we're going to get into tonight, and then we're going to get on our merry way. And for fans of things we do here at Impact Media, I believe at the top of the hour, we will do our best to live tweet the recent Lucha Underground that will be on the El Rey Network here soon. This is going to be a very distracting show. I'm going to do my best here, because they have already turned it on El Rey Network, and right now they have House of a Thousand Corpses playing a very, very weird but good movie by the great Rob Zombie. But we're not zombies. Got tons of stuff we want to get into. Got some Gladiator news. We're going to talk about how the Hurricanes dominated both days of the draft. Could be a little biased. Fine, though. I do want to get into some NHL news real quick. Just going to go through some of the big things that have popped up in the last few minutes. Jack Johnson, who last played for Columbus, I believe, is expected to sign with the Penguins. The free agent defenseman is going to get a 5-year contract after they cleared some of the cap during the trade. Let me see. He's 31, of course. He had 11 points for Columbus last season after scoring 23 the previous. And, of course, the trade I'm talking about is the one earlier where the Penguins traded forward Connor Sheary and Matt Hunwick to Buffalo Sabres for a conditional fourth-round pick in next year's draft. They're trying to create some cap room, obviously, so they can sign Jack Johnson. So we'll see how that goes. They also, the Penguins signed signed Russ to a 4-year Brandon Rust, I believe, to a 4-year contract Tuesday. He's going to make about $3.5 million a year on that. It seems like the Penguins are trying to load up. It's like they don't want to be second to the Capitals again. Imagine how the Capitals felt. Seems the John Tavares sweepstakes is slowly coming to a close. Tampa and Dallas are two of the last places he is going to go visit. Supposedly, he has met with the Islanders, who is his current team. He has met with the Maple Leafs on Monday, Boston and San Jose on Tuesday. All these meetings, of course, were in L.A. He's very smart about that. Could meet with some other people, of course, but the weird thing is when the Islanders met with him, they had a particular guy by the name of Barry Trotz, Stanley Cup winning head coach Barry Trotz, formerly the Capitals, now with the Islanders, who helped with the wooing process. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there. They announced the Hall of Fame class today. You got Martin Brodeur. Love his commercials. You got Martin Saint-Louis. Yeah. I'll get on that tangent in a minute. No, I'll go ahead and say it. A couple years ago at the NHL Awards, bless their hearts, I don't know which group of women they had up there. They were having a good time, but when it come time for Martin Saint-Louis to win an award, they said the winner was Martin Saint-Louis. If you're going to present, know how to say the names. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, you got Martin Brodeur, Martin Saint-Louis, Willie O'Ree, Of course, he was one of the first, I think he was the first African-American player in the NHL and a great pioneer at that. It's not just like, oh, he was the first, and then there's been some to follow. It's like, no, Willie can play. Willie's always been able to play, and he continues to do things in the community. Shout out to you, Willie. You're doing some great things. And let's see. The NHL Commissioner, Gary Bettman, Alexander Yakushev, and Jana Hefford will all be elected into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I don't have a problem with any of that. I mean, you got to think. Bettman's been in charge since February 1st of 1993. Been through some pretty crazy things there. So, it's kind of good. Pretty good. He's done a pretty good job. Is he amazing? No, but Bettman's put up with a lot, and he's gotten through a lot of good spots. So, I applaud your efforts, Mr. Bettman. Yakushev didn't even answer his own phone. He's 71 years old nowadays. He was playing in a men's league in Russia. A friend of his answered his phone and had to get Yakushev to call him back. Trying to find a little more on the last one. This is great radio. I'm aware of that. There it is. Jana Hefford played for Canada at 5 Winter Olympics and was part of 4 gold medal winning teams, 2002, 06, 10, and 14. Scored the gold medal winning goal against the United States in 2002 Salt Lake Olympics. Was one of 5 athletes to win gold at 4 consecutive Winter Olympics. She also helped Canada win 7 gold medals and 5 silver medals at the IIHF World Women's Championship. Yeah, she can play, ladies and gentlemen. I was told this morning, this afternoon really, that the Blackhawks were going to sign Cam Ward. Maybe they will, but they haven't yet. According to what I'm reading here, The Athletic is reporting that he is drawing interest from the Blackhawks. He's 34 years old. He's going to be a pending free agent. Had a pretty good bounce back of a year last year. It also said that Chicago could get Jonathan Bernier from the Avalanche or Carter Hutton from the Blues. And this all comes back to another reason why I got this earlier today. And I'm going to kind of go off on a little bit of a tangent, but the guy I had the discussion with is not the only Blackhawks fan to try to defend this. And that's fine. Hey, we're all entitled to our opinions. Here's how I see things. The reason why the Blackhawks are looking for a good backup insurance, they are unsure of the status of Corey Crawford. You know, he missed the final 45 games or so with an upper body injury. He's not skated yet. He's expected to be ready by training camp. On Wednesday, they traded backup goalie Jean-Francois Berube to Columbus for Jonathan Schroeder. Anton Forsberg is the other goalie, and Jeff Glass that made some starts as well. Cam Ward would be a good option, but see, here's the thing. Blackhawks fans like to say, Corey Crawford won them a cup. No, he aided in it. Nothing personal, because I'm a goalie fan first as well. But goalies get you close, because you can't win a game on defense alone unless the other team puts one in. If they have an own goal, as they call it in soccer, then you can win on defense alone. You have to have an offense or an offensive player score a goal. As much as I thought Braden Holtby should be the MVP of the Stanley Cup Finals, I understood giving it to Ovechkin because Ovechkin had an outstanding series, especially offensively. He played a lot of defense too, but offensively, he was a force. So, Blackhawks fans that say Corey Crawford won you a cup, I will have to disagree for the simple fact that he didn't score any goals. Now, he let a very small percentage through, which helps. Somebody had to score those goals, so that's a lot of times why the MVP of a Stanley Cup Finals is not typically the goalie. But it is what it is. Now, let's get to the Gladiator news. We'll talk some Hurricanes, and we will be on our merry way. As always, if you're listening to us as part of the iTunes network, go to the iTunes store, give us a rating review, leave us some comments, questions, suggestions, whatever. We definitely appreciate it. There we go. Current captain of the Atlanta Gladiators, Mr. Derek Nesbitt. There was a great caption that was put on by his illustrious better half. Shout out to her. She does some phenomenal things, and it's great seeing her at all the games. She posted some memorabilia from her husband that is in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Here's what the readout says about